You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 139. Who's going to plant your flowers? Welcome back to the show. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how important it is for you to consciously create your life. Planting your flowers is all about you actively creating the life of your dreams. No one is going to do it for you. If you want beauty in your life, then you must create it. When Spirit gave me this topic for the show, I thought it was perfect because I think everyone can use a reminder and it will help you be more vigilant about creating the life of your dreams. Life is not about waiting on the sidelines for things to happen and to fall in place before you start enjoying it. Don't be that person who is waiting for a turn of luck while you gamble your life away on some crap table in a casino somewhere. Now just listen to the name of that, crap table. It should tell you something. But too many people are waiting to hit it big in the lottery or for that big win at the casino before they start living life. It's all based on a lie. This is why I'm against the lottery and gambling in general, because it causes people to become passive about their lives. They literally stop using the power they have to change their life in order to one day hit it big. They put all of their resources and energy into a game of chance. This is the manifestation of a poverty consciousness, and this consciousness will not produce the life of your dreams, no matter how much you believe it will. How many times have you heard the horror stories of people who hit the lottery only for their lives to get worse? It's not everybody, but it's a whole lot of them. Creating the life of your dreams has nothing to do with money. It has to do with your vibration. Money is only energy, and when you manifest it, it can only reflect the vibration from which it came. So you want to feel free in order to create your freedom. You must remember you can only experience what you are. You have to create it first, vibrationally, and then you will manifest it in the world around you. You only experience your vibrational matches. Life can only get better and better when you start raising your vibration higher and higher. I've heard so many people say that as soon as they hit the lottery, they'll finally get to do what they've been wanting to do for years. My question is, why keep waiting? Just do it. Create what you want in your mind first, and then allow it to flow into your physical reality. Allow it. Don't try to force it. Just be aware of the signs that are guiding you along your path and to your eventual destiny, which is the manifestation of your dreams. Anything and everything is possible when you believe it is. Waiting for something to happen like the lottery before you start living is the last thing you want to do. That's like waiting for someone else to plant your flowers or to create your beautiful garden before you can walk through it. You can walk through it in your mind right now. So why do you believe that you must wait for some turn of luck or fortune before you can have the things that you say you really want in your life? You may not be able to get them all at once, but there is something that you can create right now. You just need to realize that waiting is based on a lie. And you must get rid of that false belief as soon as possible, because it will keep you from ever realizing your dreams. As a child, I believed that I could do whatever I wanted to do, and so I did. I started my first business when I was around 9 years old. That business was loaning out books. I used to charge 25 cents to rent a book for a week. I had dozens of very popular books, and they were books that the other children in my neighborhood didn't have. So I loaned them out and charged for them. And then when I was about 11 or 12, I started a nightclub for children. It was TNT's Disco, and you had to be at least 10 years old to get in. I was a dancer, and everyone in the neighborhood knew it because I used to teach the other girls choreography, and we would enter the local talent shows. So we all loved to dance, but there was no place for younger children to go outside of our own living room or kitchen. So I remodeled my dad's old upholstering shop, which was behind our house, and I turned it into a disco. I charged 50 cents to get in. It was very successful, and it lasted for about 2 summers until Rascals opened, which was the perfect dance club for teens. And I know that we all willed that into being. We manifested Rascals. You see, I always saw where there was a need, and I wasn't afraid to try to fill it. I teach my children to do the same thing. I teach them to go after their dreams. You're the only one that can make your dreams become your reality. There's always many steps to bringing this about. But the main thing is that you believe that you can do it. You can bring your desires into fruition, and I'm a living witness of it. No one told me at 9 years old that I couldn't start my own business. So I didn't have that in the back of my mind when I started renting out my books. So as adults, we sometimes are slower to move because we have all these fears getting in our way, preventing us from reaching out for our dreams. But for me, my first business venture led to a life of entrepreneurship. The success of my book club led me to opening a disco. And now I've owned many businesses. And it all started because I believed in myself. And I never let anyone tell me that I couldn't do it. I've always been ready and willing to put in the effort that was required to bring my ideas into fruition. And that includes this podcast and my book. It took much effort to make these things available for you. But there's a deep feeling of satisfaction when you reach a goal. The realization of one of your dreams helps you believe that you can manifest others. Each and every time I started where I was, and believe me, it was never about having the money first. That will come. Once you get started, just make a determination that you'll start to go after the things you want in life. Don't be one of those who are waiting around for something to happen first. There are always going to be times when you have to allow things to fall into place, or what we call divine timing. But even when you're waiting for divine timing, you don't want to allow weeds to grow under your feet. Start doing what you can now to better your life. Start learning new skills, a new language, or anything that you've been wanting to do that's within your grasp today. You don't have to be a millionaire to start learning a new language. And that's just an example. But there are many things that you can do to better your life right now. You just need to focus on something positive and get happy, because happiness draws more things to you that will make you happy. Even if you can't plant your entire garden today, you can plant at least one flower. Again, this is just an analogy. Learn to work with what you have and don't throw your precious resources away and time. People do this expecting to get more. Use what you have wisely to manifest a better life for yourself. It doesn't cost you anything to start educating yourself. Use your local library and study things that you're interested in. You've got the internet at your fingertips now. There's no reason to sit back and wait for anything to start reaching for your dreams. I keep using the analogy of planting flowers in a garden because this reflects the beauty that you can create in your own life. They also represent the effort that it takes to make your life more abundant. Your life can be as beautiful as you want it to be. You only have to believe that it can be. Don't allow anything to stand in your way. Not your age or how much money you have, not anything. Believe in your dreams and start consciously working toward manifesting them. Take the time to plant your own flowers in your life. And if all you have is enough time to plant one flower a day, then if you commit to doing that each and every day, then soon you'll have a beautiful garden in no time. This life is about commitment and persistence. Do what you can with what you have right now. That's all you can do. And when you do that, the universe will honor your efforts at working toward making your dreams come true. And the universe will multiply you abundantly. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Please share this episode with someone that you know it will resonate with. Until our next show, Stay encouraged and be loved. Peace and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.